Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 719. The topic is training, and the title is That Advice for You? Just recently, somebody was deadlifting in our gym, and another member gave them some advice, and it kind of rose a red flag for me. In the sense of an idea towards this podcast and the need for all of us, including myself, to be mindful of if we are given advice or if we read it somewhere, watch on a video, if we get advice from someone or something, to be mindful of asking, is this advice for me? And by me, we mean, does it match my needs? Does it match my goals? Does it have me specifically, individually, in mind? And we're going to talk about that a little bit. So I wanted to get into this because, unfortunately, I see this happen quite a bit in gyms everywhere I've ever been. So I've been a personal trainer for 18 years, and I have seen people just kind of, oh gosh, it's like the blind leading the blind. So people will give advice in well-meaning intent. However, they don't really know what they're talking about. So therefore, they pass on misinformation to the next person. That next person then passes on the misinformation to the next person. And it just cascades and it kind of, just hard to watch sometimes. So in this particular instance, the person who gave the advice, they do coach other people and they do have knowledge in regards to personal experience. They don't really have any formal education on the information, but they do have high-level experience. So the more they would coach other athletes, the more they will learn about individual differences that are different than their own. So they will become a better coach over time. But there definitely is a need for formal education into learning and understanding anatomy and whatnot. It doesn't mean that they have to get a trained certification. It doesn't mean they have to get any kind of special certifications. But they do need to pay attention towards formal education, as in like reading anatomy books. And getting certifications are actually a really good idea. So I'm trying to be politically correct and say you don't need one, but daggum, they're really helpful for understanding the underlying basics, the underlying like science and reasoning of what's happening. And then you combine that with what happens in the real world, and that's when you have like your best kind of advice. But this person does know things, so they do have a valuable opinion. However, whenever they were given the advice to the other person, they didn't ask any questions. They didn't ask what the other person was deadlifting for, what their purpose was. So here's an example of some things that are important to consider. One of the exercises I give my clients to help improve their either hamstring size, if they're an aesthetic athlete, or to improve their hamstring strength in conventional deadlifting, if they're a conventional strength, like conventional deadlifter in strength sports, is what's called an RDL from the floor. What this means is instead of an RDL where they unrack a bar out of a squat rack, they take a few steps back and start the RDL movement from the top, where they begin to hinge their hips, lower the bar past their knees, they drive through the hips to raise the bar back up. But they start the movement from the top in a typical RDL. Some of the people I train, when they train from home or train from different facilities, there isn't always a squat rack available. So, or at least a squat rack appropriate for that purpose. So we'll do RDLs from the floor. What this means is they will do what looks like a conventional deadlift to somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. It looks like a bad conventional deadlift, but they're keeping their shins vertical from the floor. So they're going to start the deadlift with their shins vertical rather than their shins having a slight forward angle with their knees over the bar, to where which it helps engage the quads from the bottom, like from the start of the movement. We actually want these people to keep their shins vertical. Their torso will be more bent over towards the floor. It's going to put a higher degree of stretch into the upper hamstrings. They're then going to perform the deadlift as an RDL, but they're starting the movement from the floor. This looks like they're doing a high hip incorrect positioning of a conventional deadlift. But they're not. They're doing an RDL from the floor, and it's typically done for less weight than what you typically do for a regular deadlift anyhow. Knowing that we're not in the best position to maximize most muscle mass, we're doing it to specifically isolate the hamstrings. So to somebody who doesn't ask any questions, to somebody who wants to just give advice but not understanding the situation, they will tell that person to change their positioning. They'll say, oh, you need to have your knees forward over the bar. Oh, you need to do this, this, and this. And they're going to direct that person to a conventional deadlift positioning, which is wrong. It's incorrect because the person was trying to do an RDL from the floor. So their well-meaning advice is actually going to take away from the purpose and the results of that person's training and what their actual goals are. So that's a single example that happens all the time, by the way, of somebody thinking that someone else is lifting with bad form, but it's only because they don't know what that person is lifting for. So, for example, if you have an aesthetic athlete who does high bar, narrow stance squats to grow their quads, you have a strength person who comes over and says, well, you'd be a lot stronger, you put more weight on the bar if you do low bar, wide stance. The person's goal isn't more weight on the bar. The person's goal is to have more isolation of focus and tension into their quads so they could grow their quads. So the person who is strength-focused mindset, who doesn't ask any questions, is going to give advice that hurts the other person's goals and progress. They may mean well, but they're actually doing a disservice to the other person. If you're listening to this podcast and you're somebody who offers advice unsolicited, meaning you offer advice to people even if they don't ask, please ask them questions before you offer advice. You need to know what they're doing it for. What's their story? What's their background? Do they have an injury they're trying to work around? Without asking any questions, you are really being selfish. Yes, selfish. You think you are trying to help other people, therefore that's selfless. But if you are helping them because you just want to feel better by helping somebody, that's selfish. You need to ask them what they're doing. You need to make sure that your help actually helps. You can't just spit out a fact or two and then walk away thinking you helped the person. You didn't. That's selfish. That's very, very selfish. Please stop doing that. Please. I see it way too often. I see it with my clients where they'll come back and say, well, so-and-so told me to do this. I know I shouldn't have, but I just wanted to let you know. So that's frustrating. Or the person's a newer client, and they're kind of new to lifting, and they say, well, so-and-so said I should do it this way, and, you know, they're strong, or they're big, or they're this, or they're that, so I wasn't sure, like, which way should I do it? And now it makes that person confused, and they wasted a workout. It's so, so frustrating. And it's frustrating because you're hurting that person. Those people who are my clients trust me to make them better, to improve their life. And when you get in the way of that, it makes me very mad. Hence why I'm getting fired up. I cannot stand when people try to be selfless, but they're actually being selfish. Could I walk around the gym giving advice to every single person that comes in here? Hell yes. Do I? Hell no. Should I? Hell no. You give advice when people ask, or if you feel like they're about to severely hurt themselves. Otherwise, you shut the hell up. You let them do what they're supposed to do. Maybe it's a learning moment for them. Maybe they'll ask later. Maybe they really don't know if what they're doing is correct. But if they don't ask you, you won't know. If you're uncertain and you want to give the help, ask questions then. You can give help, just ask some damn questions and try to understand the situation. Now, if you're the person that somebody is giving help to, if you're receiving help, if they don't ask you any questions, then do not listen to them. So this is what we want to talk about. I have a couple more things before I get to this part, but it's frustrating me, and I'm already fired up a little bit. But do they know me? Do they know my goals? Did they ask me any freaking questions? Do they have any idea what I'm doing this for? If they didn't, then they are being selfish. And I get so frustrated. Do not listen to those people. If they don't ask questions, do not listen to them. Because they will have no clue whether what they're telling you is right or not. It may work out this time to be okay, but it might not work out next time. Okay. Now, the reason why advice needs to be specific is because we have different purposes of what we're doing in our training. When it comes to nutrition advice, I talk about this all the time in the nutrition podcast. There are different types of nutrition advice. There are nutrition advice based on general health, something that's going to lower your blood pressure, improve diabetes, do something with general health. There's advice then that's specific to aesthetics, how you will look if you follow that advice. And there is advice specific to performance. How will you feel based on that advice? Sometimes general health advice does not match aesthetic advice. Sometimes aesthetic advice does not match performance. Here's a great example. If anybody has ever dieted for a competition, do you ever feel your strongest on the day of the competition? No, you feel like shit because the body does not like having sub 10%, you know, sub 8%, sub 6% sometimes body fat. That's not a healthy overall performance place for the body. It looks amazing, but you can't lift diddly. And if you did, you'd be more likely to tear any muscles because you're so dehydrated and so stressed. And it took a lot of overall challenge to the body to get it that lean. So that's a great example of how aesthetic advice does not match performance advice. Sometimes it does, sure, but sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes performance advice doesn't match general health. Sometimes general health doesn't match aesthetic or performance. It cycles back and through. So of the three areas, general health, aesthetic, and performance, sometimes they match, sometimes they don't. If the advice you're given in nutrition, the advice you read, the advice you watch, does not specifically say which of those categories, if you can't discern which of those categories, then it's questionable whether you should follow that. We're going to talk about how do you decide that later on. So our training is the same way. Some people train for strength. Some people train for muscle damage. They want to have growth or shape or some kind of muscle manipulation. And some people train for rehab or prehab. They're trying to fix a condition or prevent a condition. And there are other purposes. But these are just three general areas that you see most people. Strength, muscle damage, rehab, prehab. If you're a strength-minded person and you give advice to somebody, you're going to give the advice in the mindset of strength. What if they're doing it for aesthetics? If you do not ask, you do not know. So another example of that deadlifting example was the person was telling them to be explosive from the floor. Well, that's taking away the contractile time under tension of the muscular movement. It's introducing momentum. If the person was doing that exercise for aesthetics, you just gave them shitty advice. You just wasted their time. Very frustrating. If they're doing it for muscle manipulation, for the goal of shaping or growing muscles, they need to do it slowly without momentum. But sure, if they were doing it for strength, explosive is better. But if you don't ask questions, you don't know. If you're getting this advice, if they didn't ask you questions, then they don't know what the hell they're talking about, and you shouldn't listen. So when you are considering, is this advice for me? Did they ask you any questions? Do they know your goals, your intent of that movement? I do this all the time because I've learned that this is important. So somebody will ask me, hey, would you mind helping me with this exercise? And I'll go, well, what are you doing it for? That's the first question I ask all the time. What are you doing it for? I want to know, are they doing it for strength? Are they doing it for muscle mass, muscle manipulation? Are they doing it for rehab? What are you doing it for? If I don't know what you're doing it for, then I'm going to give you a really long-ass answer because I'm going to answer it in every category I can think of. No one wants to hear me like blah, blah, blah for that long. So I like to ask, what are you doing it for? And they'll go, oh, I'm just trying to get stronger. Okay, boom. And we give the advice in a strength mindset. Well, they'll say, oh, I'm trying to avoid, like, my back has been hurting, and I just kind of don't know if I'm doing this right. Okay, well, then we'll give you the advice in the mindset of how do we, you know, lessen the stress of the back. What's our technique? What's our form? What's our weight load? Everything's geared towards what is happening to the back. Without knowing what they're doing it for, I cannot give them good advice. Well, default, I give all of the advice, which is too much. Because there's no way in hell I'll only give them one, knowing that there could be this or this or this or this or this. So I always ask, what are you doing it for? So when somebody gives you advice, did they ask you, what are you doing it for? If they didn't, then you need to be very careful whether you follow that advice. You need to ask yourself, does this feel comfortable? And can I find any supporting information? Can I find someone or something else that supports this information, what they told you? If you cannot find it, then chances are it's not good advice. If you do find it, you might find out that the person giving the advice is only talking about strength. And you're like, oh, well, wait, hold on. I'm trying for muscle manipulation. Or the person's talking about muscle manipulation. You're like, oh, wait, hold on. I'm doing this for strength. So did the person ask you any questions? Do they know you? Do they know about your goals? Does what they tell you feel comfortable? Meaning like it feels like it's moving you better than what you were doing before. And can you find supporting information? So, if you're receiving advice, consider everything we just said. Do they know you? Do they ask any questions? Does it feel comfortable? Can you find supporting information? If you want to give advice, first ask what the person is doing it for. And please recognize what you do or don't know. If you are a strength coach or strength athlete and somebody asks you or you find out that they're doing something for aesthetics, you don't know that. Don't answer the damn question. Direct them towards someone that you know can. If you're an aesthetic coach, aesthetic athlete, aesthetic person, and somebody asks you a question and you ask them, what are they doing it for? Are they doing it for strength? That is not your wheelhouse. That is not your realm. Do not answer that damn question. Direct them to somebody who can. We need to better identify, what do I know well? Yes, I may have been lifting for a year or 2 years or 5 years. But do I really know the area they're asking me about? Maybe I can give them the information, blanket it, or kind of wrap it around with, you do need to check this out more, but maybe this will help in the moment. So we can try to be more cognizant of qualifying our answer. But we need to make sure that we stop giving blind information. Stop being selfish. Helping others is making sure that what you did helped. Not just that you got to go through the motion of helping and therefore you feel good. Screw you, it's not about you. It's about other people. If you want to help someone, it's about them getting the help that they need, not you. Okay. Big rant. Sorry I got all fired up. I just feel so bad whenever good people get bad information and it wastes their time or hurts them. It makes me feel so angry. And it's, I just feel bad. Nobody feels good when you watch somebody else get hurt or somebody else getting their time wasted. That doesn't feel good. So as much as I can, I'll try to speak out about it. I'll try to educate all of us, you know, myself included, and all you, the listeners, on what we can do to protect ourselves against those moments. And then also to make sure that we don't do that to other people as well. We want our best for us. We want to make sure we give our best for others as well. Okay. So thank you for listening. Hopefully my rant wasn't too bad. I do appreciate everybody listening to the podcast, and I hope that these podcasts are helpful. Just thank you so much for your support. It's fun to see how many listeners there are. It's fun to see where all the listeners are coming from, so thank you very much. I really appreciate the sponsors of the podcast who give financial donations so this can actually continue. The podcast is not even close to free, so thank you very much for your financial support. It's really appreciated. And for everybody who shares the podcast, anybody who shares it with a friend, talks about it with a friend, thank you. I sincerely appreciate you, and I hope that you get what you want and what you need from these podcasts. So if there is anything you want, or any topic, or any suggestion, anything at all you want to know more about, please let us know. The idea of this podcast, the intent of the podcast, is to be for you. So if there is anything you want to learn more about, let us know and we'll do it. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Like we said, also, if you can share the podcast, that helps as well, helps grow the podcast, make sure we help more people live healthier, happier lives, make sure they get good freaking information. That's nice. And if you like this type of information that you hear in these podcasts, you can always find more on our social media channels of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. Cool. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.